she's saying? She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hi, ladies. So today's episode is entitled, You Must Run With Dust Before You Can Trust Your King. And I know that title is like really harsh because you're just like, hold on, Miss Brownstone. You telling me I must date a bum ass nigga. You telling me I must be with a bum, a dusty, busty, rusty before I can get my prince? Honey, I'm not saying you got to do that before you get your prince. I'm saying you got to do that before you can treasure your prince. Okay, you ever heard you got to kiss a lot of ugly frogs and shit? Yeah, that. But before we get into today's episode, I just want to say thank you for all ladies that have inboxed me. Tell me how much you love this podcast. Thank you for all ladies that follow me on Instagram and follow me on the podcast Instagram. Your love, your support is greatly appreciated. I'm happy that you took that step because now you are 10 steps ahead of the game. You get to see episodes before they come out, you know, little sneak peeks, previews, hints. You get up on movies, you get up on books. And for y'all that are not following me on Instagram and not following the podcast, what are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? Because if you was, you would already know what this episode is about. But anyways, neither here nor there. Just do me a favor. Go to your Instagram. All right. Okay. Go to your Instagram and follow Miss Period Brownstone underscore. Y'all know how to spell Brownstone. Stop playing with me. And then after you do that, make sure you go and follow She Knows Period Podcast. Okay? Yes, honey. So you get up on all this juicy, 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 juicy stuff. As always, yes, I'm drinking. Okay, y'all. Today's wine is, I was being cheap. I got some sweet waters, pineapple. This shit is lit. All right, drink some of that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode came about because I was watching a movie. What was the movie called? Their Eyes Are Watching God. And the girls that follow the podcast and my Instagram, they already know this. So this movie has some good people in it. Okay, like so, the movie has Halle Berry in it. And it has Terrence Howard and it has Michael. I don't know what Michael's last name is, but he played in For Color Girls, The Lights Can Do with the Pretty Eyes That Do the Babies Out the Window. He played a lot of fucked up ass characters, but you know, we still love him anyway because he's fun, girl. He is fun. But in this movie, he didn't play a fucked up individual. So kudos to him. He finally played a good character. But so in the movie, Their Eyes Are Watching God. It's basically about Halle Berry's character is growing up in this small neighborhood and her grandmother wants her to marry a guy with some coin. So her grandmother hooks her up with this older guy who has like acres of land and, you know, he's doing well for his age. And she marries him at 17 and she's with him. And he's basically taking care of her because if you watch the movie, which you're going to watch the movie because I'm not going to tell you everything. Okay, the movie called Shoot What Again? Free 99 on YouTube. All right. So he basically kind of taking care of her, but I wouldn't say that. I'm going to leave that for y'all to watch. Yeah. And we're going to get into, like, that character a little bit more in the next episode. But, yeah, so she gets with this older guy, and he got his shit together or whatever. And she's not happy. She's only 17. She didn't really get to experience life. So a new guy pulls up, okay, and he was handsome, and he looked like he had some coin. Cha-ching, ching, what I always say, a dollar make me holla, honey, boo-boo, child. So he pulls up, and his little horse, was it a horse this time? I don't think so. He pulled up looking sharp. He had a little suit on. He was cooler than a fan. I don't think he had a horse this time. And he basically told her, like, I'm going out of town to go see this, this, and that. I would love for you to come. You know, he sees her. She's pretty. He wants her, right? So she likes the excitement of, okay, it's another guy coming to pursue me, but he's, like, trying to experience the world because, like I said, she got married at 17, so she really didn't get to see much. So he's trying to experience the world, and he just looks like excitement. He just looks dangerous. He just looks like fun. He just looks like where I want to be. You know, at 17 and 20, you got to live life, okay? You know, you got to get it out your system, sis. So that was basically the situation. So he comes in and she's just like, yeah, I go to her husband. She's like, yeah, listen, what if I leave you? Like, who asked that question? What if I leave you? What you thought he was going to tell you, sis? I'm going to kill myself. You know what I'm saying? Weird. Yeah, it's like, what did you think he was going to say? Oh, I'm going to kill myself. Like, no, sis. Most of these men, they be trying to act like they don't give a fuck, trying to play tough because they ego and they pride and whatnot. But so she leaves her first husband and she runs off with this new guy that she literally just met yesterday. Like I said, it's all about thrill because she is young. So she gets with this new guy and he's well established. He ended up becoming, he ended up like making his own little town and becoming mayor and giving her everything that she wants, treating her like a princess. However, he has some issues. I may add, he does have some issues where he can be, he's a little insecure. He's a little insecure, but we're going to get into his character and the first husband on the next episode. So, like I said, if you want to know a little bit more, go ahead and watch the damn movie, all right? The movie costs you $3.99. So, she gets everything she wants with this guy, and she's still not happy. Granted, he has done some things, but she's still not happy. She still wants to venture off. She still wants to explore the world on some Aladdin shit, okay? Because she's still young. You got married at 17, then you get with this guy, and you're probably like in your 20s or just turned 20. So, you know, you have to live your life, you know? So she just like, she wants more out of life. She wants to feel that excitement, that thrill, have friends, have fun, have a lover, all that crazy stuff. And he's an old ass man. He's a step. He ain't giving her that. You know what I'm saying? So she ain't happy. She wants to leave, but she doesn't. Her husband eventually dies. And once her husband dies, she's a little sad for a couple of days. She felt like she was free, but she was sad when she didn't really interact with people. She didn't start dating, anything like that. She was like that for a couple of days. Then a new guy comes in town. You could guess who the new guy is because he plays cute. Like, he plays a cutie in every movie, okay? So the new guy comes in town, and he's way younger than her. At this age, she's probably like 40, okay? And new guy comes in, and he's like 20. But the man was fine, okay? So he comes into town, and he basically, like, shows her youth, you know, shows her what she's been looking for, the excitement, right? So she sneaks off with this man. And they talk about getting married and all this stuff. But she sneaks off with this man and they start a new life together. Now, this is why I said you must run with dusties before you can treasure a king. Because when she sneaks off with this man in the movie, which you're going to watch, in the movie, you realize that when she sneaks off with him because he's so young, he's not established. Everything that she's used to having, she doesn't have anymore. They're living in like this motherfucking tent, okay? They are like starving out this bitch. They out here, you know, just it was just struggle love, okay? Like, you gotta watch the movie, okay? It was just struggle love. It was like she came from a pretty, it's like somebody took a pretty pretty princess out of her castle and put that bitch in the projects, okay? Somebody took a pretty pretty princess from Beverly Hills, took her out of her castle and put her in Georgia King Village in Newark, New Jersey, okay? Like, you get what I'm saying? Or took her from a pretty, pretty, pretty castle. Took a pretty, pretty princess out of a nice castle in Beverly Hills and then threw her in Little Haiti. Okay, y'all, like, shorty was in the hood of the hood. Like, she was struggling. But she was in love, but she was struggling, okay? It was so many things that she just wasn't used to with being with this guy. And granted, she was happy because she started to experience life. She felt youthful all over again. But I'm pretty sure she missed the lifestyle she used to have. So she gives this man some money and he sneaks off with her car, okay? And he goes to gamble her money and tries to make the money back, and he didn't make dilly squat back, okay? Ooh, my nose. Sorry, y'all, I had to sneeze. So, yeah, he goes to gamble her money and he ended up coming back with nothing, okay? And he lost a car. He got her car, basically, that he snuck off to go gamble her money with. He lost a car and the damn money. So they couldn't even afford where they was living at the time. They had to go to this little town and just live in this little hut. It was crazy, okay? It was bad. It was bad, bitch, okay? So, I want y'all to go watch the movie. It's $3.99 on YouTube. So, I gave y'all a little bit of what where I'm getting at, right? So, what I'm getting at is you can't treasure a king until you experience a dusty. And the reason why I say that is a lot of us ladies are getting with a guy that values them, that loves them, that's giving them the world, doing all these things for them. But it's like, I still want more. Or it's like, he's boring. This cannot be life. It has to be more out there. And you have this good nerdy guy. Like, he may be a nerd, bitch, but he makes sure you got everything you fucking want. He takes care of you. He loves you unconditionally. And granted, he loves you more than you love him. And that's a good deal, okay? You want a motherfucker that love you more than you love them, all right, y'all? So, he's up your butt, yeah, but he cares about you. You could trust him. He's loyal to you. He got, you know, he just got mad love for you. And he treats you like, what, a pretty, pretty princess, okay? And you just like, it's not enough. I'm not happy here. He's boring. I need this thrill. I need that. I need this. So then you end up leaving him and getting with this dusty ass, bum ass, drug dealing ass, cheating ass, no good having ass, no money, shit, nigga, okay? And if you knew, yes, I say nigga, and I don't give a fuck. And when I say nigga, I'm not talking about the color of your skin. I'm talking about an ignorant male, okay? Or an ignorant person, okay? But in this case, I'm talking about an ignorant male, all right? The male species. So, yeah. You leave your good guy and get with this bum ass nigga because what? He looks good. You infatuated with him because he got the latest J's or some shit. Like, I don't know. And now you getting dogged out. You with this new guy and you getting dogged the fuck out. Yes, I said it. Or you with this new guy and he's spending your money. He's sleeping on your couch. Yeah, the DD may be good. The PP may be good, bitch. But he's spending your money. He on your couch, he dogging you out, he cheating on you, he got hella babies, you know, now you gotta play stepmama and shit, and you know, you give, and you ain't receiving shit, you know what I'm saying? You just giving yourself up, and he just walking all over your ass like a doormat, you know what I'm saying? So, you left your good guy to get with this guy because, what, you like the thrill? You get what I'm saying? So it's like, until you get that out of your system, until you run with dust buckets, you would not treasure a good guy. You wouldn't even know how to love a good guy. You get what I'm saying? Because you're always going to wonder, is it more out there? So, this is not going to be long because I noticed that y'all don't like the long episodes. So what I'm trying to get at is a lot of us say we want this high-value guy, we want this good dude to treasure us, and he makes all this money, and, you know, even if it ain't about the money, he just loyal to you, and he doesn't cheat on you, and he teach you things, you know, because it's not all about the money, right? A high-value man is not just the coin, all right? Even though I would love for it to just be the coin, but it's not, all right? It's not. So, you want this kind of guy, right? But then you get this kind of guy, and you still doing hoe shit. Yeah, it is what it is. You still doing hoe shit. You still looking at the man-mans and the day-days on the corner. But you want this type of guy. That don't make sense. You get what I'm saying? It just don't make it make sense, sis, because it don't make sense. So what I'm trying to tell you is before you can get this high-value guy, once again, you have to run with dust. Before y'all go looking for your husband, before y'all go looking for your fiancé, before y'all go looking for a long-serious relationship, make sure you get everything out of your system because you're going to get with this guy and you're going to do him dirty, all right? And the reason why it applies to this movie, even though those two husbands that she had, you know, was protectors and providers and all of the shit, and they had some shit with them, newsflash, everybody got some shit with them, okay? I'm not saying what they did was cool because they got it fucked up. They started to think they was the prize and you ain't never the motherfucking prize, okay, sis? Somebody tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, never. Say never. So, yeah, they had their shit with them, but she couldn't treasure having the roof over her head. She didn't treasure having everything she wanted. She didn't treasure having a man that got his shit together. She didn't treasure that because she never experienced the worst. You get what I'm saying? She never experienced the worst of the worst. Sometimes you got to experience bad to value good. And that's just what it is. Okay? So because she never experienced having a bum or a dusty or a fuckboy, she didn't treasure having this boring guy that gives everything. Oh my God. It's so boring. Girl, when you was 17, 18, 20, you should have got all that out your system. But then again, what? She got married young. She got married at 17. You got to live your life, y'all. So before y'all come over here talking about something you want a certain type of nigga, not nigga per se, because the guy you looking for better not be a nigga. Before you come over here talking about something you looking for a certain type of man, okay, you need to, A, get rid of your baggage, all right? Are you making room for what you want? We always talk about that. You need to take time to heal yourself. That's one. You need to make sure you love yourself. What we on, three? I said one. We on three. Okay. And four, which is the main important one, you need to make sure you had all your fun. Okay. You're young. You need to be partying. You need to be experiencing life. Okay. You need to be having fun on these dorms, living your best life, just exploring the world. Okay. I tell y'all all the time that the world is your playground. Go play in that shit. Explore that bitch. Okay. Huh. So that's what I need y'all to do, because she didn't value it because she never had the worst. Because she went from a guy that had his shit together, first guy had his shit together, second guy got his shit together. Oh, this is just normal. I'm supposed to be like this. This is what I require. You know what I mean? And that's good that she had that mindset, but she always wondered what was out there because she never experienced what was out there. And for y'all that's in a relationship right now, y'all feel like, oh my God, my boyfriend is so boring. Oh, you know, I just feel like I'm married. Oh, this is just, I'm supposed to be living my life and I'm young and da 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 da. You shouldn't have got married young. But if you did get married young and this is the love of your life, y'all need to do something to spice it up. You need to do something to spice it up. Whether that is y'all going out on a little date night, y'all going to play fucking ping pong, I don't fucking know. Let's see, paintball, skydiving, something. Y'all need to do something so that y'all can feel youthful again. You know, change something in the bedroom, change something in the house, change something out there so that you can feel that spark again. You guys do that spark again. All right. When, Sex in the City, what's her name? I can't even think of her name, but the author, when she was dating Mr. Big, but once they got married, she felt like she was just like an old lady. You know what I mean? Like, this is just some boring ass shit. She was an old lady. So what she decided to do was, she still had her old apartment. So some days she'll stay at her old apartment, and some days he'll stay at his apartment. And it's just like, absence made the heart grow fonder. So when they finally got back together, it was like a spark all over again. She stayed at her apartment for like 2 days just to get on her shit, you know, work on her book. And he stayed at the house. And when it was time for her to come home, he pulled up with a limo, and she got dressed up and they went on the date. He was like, I miss you so much. Maybe y'all seeing too much of each other. Maybe y'all need to get some space and then come back and bow. You know, I don't know, but you need to really figure it out. What is it that you feel like is the area y'all need to work on? Because leaving that relationship, especially leaving a guy that loves you and gives you everything you want and treasure you, you know, leaving that relationship to go be with a dusty or a dog, you're going to find out that it ain't shit out there but fleas. I'm letting y'all know, okay? Y'all leave y'all fiancés, y'all husbands, y'all boyfriends from a long time that care for you, okay? Okay? I care for you. Ooh. I think I love you. You leave that man, okay? And you end up with a, bitch, I'm a dog, roof. And now you like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, ain't nothing out here in this world. Nothing beats a person that actually loves you. That actually treasures you. Nothing in this world, no man in the world could beat that, okay? So that wraps up this episode. I want you guys to live your life, okay? And for my girls that's in their 30s, for my girls that's in their 40s, and you feel like you got all that out your system and now you ready for that man, honey, then this episode wasn't for you, okay? I'm glad you got that out your system. But for my 17-year-olds, early 30s, like 30, 31, 32, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't get all that out your system, you need to get all that out your system before you get wiped up, because you might hurt that man, all right? So that wraps up this episode. Make sure y'all go ahead and watch the movie Their Eyes Are Watching God. It costs you what? $3.99 on YouTube. And make sure you follow me on Instagram. All right, as always, ladies, keep it classy, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah.